A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, October 6th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy. Looks like it's raining now in downtown Salt Lake City. Much cooler than we've seen. 63 degrees.
Delays have cleared out on southbound I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news. Police in Arlington, Texas are searching for a suspect in connection to a school shooting. At least four people are injured. Only three of those were taken to the hospital. Police say the suspect, 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins, fled the scene and a search is underway. Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby answered reporter questions earlier and says they are taking the investigation very seriously.
This is not a random act of violence. This is not somebody attacking our schools. This is a student. We believe right now, preliminary, that it was a student that got into a fight and drew a weapon.
Chief, do you know how he was able to get the weapon inside the school?
I do not. We had two Mansfield Independent School District police officers that housed in this school. They were here and they were on scene immediately.
You talk about the victims and being hospitalized. Can you confirm, were they hospitalized with gunshot wounds?
I can tell you that yes, but I believe two of the victims received gunshot wounds. To the severity, I don't have that information right now.
And were these teachers students?
We believe that three of the victims were students.
LA City.
One was an older person that may be a teacher.
The pregnant person involved in this?
There was a report of a pregnant woman who was one of the four victims that may have fell during the shooting, but received medical treatment from our EMS here on scene and was released. So that person is not in the hospital, okay, based upon the information that I have right now.
We are continuing to monitor this developing news story. We will bring you the very latest when we get any new details. Police and Lighten say a man is recovering from a gunshot wound to the leg. Police say he was fighting with another man near 385 North and Main Street last night. The shooting suspect, Aaron Gayton, was booked into the Davis County Jail this morning, according to a tweet from the Lighten Police Department. And the victim was released from the hospital.
The case of Aaron Lowe.
Lawmakers and prosecutors in Utah are breaking down what went wrong and how the accused killer of Aaron Lowe wasn't behind bars like he should have been. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Maria, Book served a year in jail after he confessed to robbing a man at gunpoint with a knife to his stomach who was shopping with his daughter. But Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says adult parole and probation was monitoring Book, and they didn't believe that he was a high risk to reoffend, apparently.
They rated him as moderate risk. So now that is sort of the terrain of what.
Well, federal prosecutors say if Book had gone into the federal system, he would have served at least 2 to 5 years. And Gill apologizes that the victim in Book's previous crime was not told that he was released. Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby tells KSL's David Dujanovic that AP&P whistleblowers are claiming that they're not even allowed to write warrants to keep high-risk offenders in the system.
This creates more victims in Utah. More innocent people are being victimized.
Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Authorities are continuing to revise the timeline of Gabby Petito's disappearance.
Brian's family attorney says Gabby and Brian were thinking about extending their road trip. Brian flew to Florida on August 17th to reportedly gather some of his items and empty their storage unit before flying back to join Gabby on August 23rd.
Brian and Gabby were seen together after Brian returned from that quick trip to Florida. It was about a week later that he was back at the Northport, Florida home.
ABC's Victor Okendo reporting. Democrats and Republicans seem to be no closer to an agreement on the debt ceiling. ABC's Catherine Falders is in Washington with the latest.
As the Senate barrels once again towards a failed vote to stave off a default on the nation's debt, both Democrats and Republicans are digging in. Republican leader Mitch McConnell blaming Democrats for not focusing on the debt limit in the past 2.5 months.
But the Democrats who run Washington have done nothing.
They've squandered week after week after week.
Democrats are weighing all their options, but the stalemate in Washington continues, with Democrats appearing no closer to an agreement on how to raise the debt ceiling before the October 17th deadline. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney will join the other Republicans in the Senate to filibuster a planned vote to raise the debt ceiling. Romney spoke to reporters yesterday and said that they're not voting in any way to help raise the debt ceiling. Yahoo Finance reports the senator also said the Republicans are all together as a group. Shipping crunches are already beginning to impact the Christmas rush nearly 3 months early, and retailers are now trying everything that they can to make sure that their shelves are stocked in the months ahead.
Clothing companies like H&M and Boohoo admitting their profits are likely to suffer because of rising supply chain costs and bottlenecks in ports coast to coast. Some retailers trying to alleviate their stress by flying goods in by air freight. Others, like Target, Walmart, and Home Depot, are chartering their own ships and avoiding these backlog ports to make sure they're stocked for the holidays.
That is ABC's Kaylee Hartung reporting. Coming up on KSL, how are Salt Lake City schools doing when it comes to positive COVID cases? KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has a breakdown, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We are all clear once again, and the delays are gone. Southbound I-15 near the S-curves in Provo. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
An immigration system that is broken. So let's get a legislative solution.
Congress has to do its job.
What's the barrier to that?
Politics.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266. 2266.
Are you one of the millions? Not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash out refi program and pay off high rate credit cards, car loans, or other high interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional FHA or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Just because the leaves are changing colors doesn't mean your carpet should. Zero Res delivers the perfect clean every time. Keep your carpets cleaner longer. Schedule with Zero Res today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this hour, police in Arlington, Texas, continuing to search for a suspect involved in a shooting today at a high school. Police say three people were taken to the hospital with injuries. We are continuing to monitor this developing story for any updates. We will bring you the latest as soon as we learn any new details. KSL News Time 12:08. Dr. Angela Dunn is applauding the Salt Lake City School District for its low COVID-19 case count since the start of the school year. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Salt Lake County Health Department Executive Director Dr. Angela Dunn with an update on how the county school districts are faring with COVID cases through the first 40 days of the school year.
For elementary schools, it's highest in Jordan and lowest in Salt Lake City.
In a county council meeting yesterday afternoon, Dr. Dunn says Granite has the highest count for middle and high high schools over the same time period.
And then once again, the lowest cumulative risk is Salt Lake City.
When she says cumulative risk, that's per 100,000 student population, again, over the first 40 days of the school year. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Scientists and health officials say COVID-19 cases could head in a downward direction soon. Dr. Darian Sutton says it's a trend that he is seeing among his patients, but also stresses that continued spread of the virus could alter those projections.
I agree with a lot of the statisticians and scientists that are trying to predict the outcome of this, which is that we'll likely see a true nadir this spring. But we have to take that with a healthy sense of caution, and we can't give COVID-19 the opportunity to spread.
Dr. Sutton also says doctors are still looking at the impact of the vaccines in herd immunity as new variants continue to spread. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. A soaked and soggy drive out on the valley roadways. The good news is where we had some earlier issues in Utah County, we are all clear. We had this a jackknife semi southbound I-15 prior to Center Street in Provo, and for a while, no traffic was getting through. But now, all lanes are open. The jackknife semi has been cleared and traffic moving through the area just fine once again. But don't be taken in and deceived by wet roads. Don't be surprised if you have a little bit of hydroplaning with your tires because the water can get between your tire and the pavement. So just use a little bit of caution, lights and wipers on. Also, we have a crash with possible injuries reported. State Street, about 2500 South, and possible police activity. Drivers beware, State Street at 1500 North. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on your forecast. It looks pretty gloomy. Here's Grant Wayman.
Maybe it'll be a lot of rain coming our way here and there the next several days. Periodic showers today with cloud cover. Temperatures kind of hovering around 70 for the high. Basically more the same tomorrow morning and afternoon. Showers here and there, and temperatures about 72. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's raining and 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, the FBI is going back to look at their Larry Nassar investigation and whether officers actually broke the law. We'll go in depth on that subject up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Can we talk about the M word for the next 55 seconds? The one word that makes you want to rip your hair out as you approach 65. The word is Medicare. Medicare is complicated and confusing, but it doesn't have to be. If your mailbox is overflowing, your phone is ringing off the hook trying to get you to call a Medicare agent today, yeah, you're frustrated. These decisions can be overwhelming, but the good news is you now have a tool to clear up the mess and you don't have to talk to anyone unless you want to. Go to 90daysfromretirement.com. There you'll find videos and articles that will guide you through the Medicare maze and make your life a whole lot easier. And it doesn't cost a thing. You can learn at your own pace and feel better prepared for your Medicare decisions. If you prefer to talk to a local expert about Medicare, you can meet over the phone, online, or in person. Medicare is complicated. Make it simple. Go to 90daysfromretirement.com today.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi,
I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's an awe. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's T-O-W-K, like kidney, A-R-S. TowCars.org.
Do you take opioid medications for chronic pain? If so, you may be eligible to participate in a paid research study at the University of Utah. Visit WeStudyBrains.com for more information.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Prosecutors say a lot of things went wrong, allowing Aaron Lowe's accused killer out of jail. Some say if Book was in the federal system, he would have been behind bars at the time of the shooting. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police in Arlington, Texas are continuing their search for a suspect involved in a shooting today at a high school. Police say three people were taken to the hospital with injuries. They say the shooting started after a fight inside the school. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Soaked and soggy on the roads, and we have a new accident. This is southbound I-15, right about Beck Street in Salt Lake. It's blocking two center lanes of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers moving in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it is raining in 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Los Angeles, the city council passing one of the strictest vaccine mandates in the country, requiring proof of full vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours. That kicks in November 4th and applies to indoor bars and restaurants, along with shopping malls, gyms, and movie theaters, concert venues, and nail salons. In Texas, authorities continue to search for a student named a person of interest in today's shooting inside a high school classroom in Arlington. Four people were injured.
He's identified as 18-year-old Timothy George Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School. Police say he got into a fight with at least one other student, pulled a gun, and started shooting, leaving four people hurt and terrified parents rushing to the campus.
We're scared. We just want to go in and get our kids. We don't know why this is happening.
Investigators have stressed that this was not a random act, but a targeted attack by one student against another. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Lawmakers still can't agree on a fix to raise the debt limit so the U.S. doesn't default on loans later this month. Republicans telling Democrats to go it alone to raise the debt ceiling using reconciliation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll bring a cloture vote to the floor today. If it passes, it would require only 50-vote majority to raise it.
The first and easiest option is this. Republicans can simply get out of the way and we can agree to skip the filibuster vote so we can proceed to final passage of this bill.
In Northern California, a juror is out in the Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes trial.
Juror number four told the judge she was concerned continuing on the jury because she is a Buddhist and her faith speaks of love and forgiveness. She told the court she was experiencing anxiety and was worried about the punishment phase of the trial. She said sending Elizabeth Holmes to prison for a long time would be her fault and would weigh on her.
Alex Stone reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The FBI is under new scrutiny over the abuse scandal involving USA Gymnastics. ABC's Pierre Thomas reports there are questions whether the agents who handled the investigation into Dr. Larry Nassar broke the law.
This morning, Justice Department prosecutors confirming that they are re-examining whether FBI agents broke the law when they failed to fully investigate claims that young gymnasts were being sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar.
I want the survivors to understand how exceptionally seriously we take this issue and believe that this deserves a thorough and full review.
The Justice Department has been facing sharp criticism in the wake of that dramatic hearing less than 3 weeks ago, where gold medal Olympians like Simone Biles and Allie Raisman claimed that the FBI's failure to take them seriously led to as many as 100 more women and girls being assaulted.
I don't want another young gymnast, Olympic athlete, or any individual to experience the horror that I and
hundreds of others have endured.
Senior FBI agents are accused of lying to investigators when asked why they didn't do more to protect those young women, and are also facing claims that they wrote false and misleading reports about the nature of allegations against Nassar.
What's even more upsetting to me is that we know that these FBI agents have committed an obvious crime. They falsified my statement, and that is illegal in itself.
Raisin responded to news of the Justice Department review by saying that she was encouraged there was new potentially important information, but that she was discouraged that it has taken six long years to come out. She ended her tweet by saying, quote, Congress, please compel a real investigation.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Misa, rain causing big problems?
Yeah, and I'm ready to bump this up to emergency traffic, Maria. We have a couple of big problems, and the rain is definitely a factor today. Our first situation is a crash blocking two center lanes of traffic. Southbound I-15 is just past the North Interchange, right about Beck Street, and you are having delays back to the North Interchange. Now we have a crash called out southbound I-15 with injuries at 200 North in Kaysville. Then our second hot spot, and it's a rough one. This looks like rain also was a factor. You're going to have three left lanes of traffic blocked northbound I-15 at the I-215 junction in Murray. Right now we are expecting those delays to stack up passing 72nd South and quickly into Sandy. This is a spot you want to avoid. Hop off of northbound I-15, take an alternate, then rejoin at 53rd South. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Rain showers coming our way, and temperatures topping out in the low 70s. Tomorrow, more of the same. Showers at times and also low 70s. And again, more rain showers could be heavy at times Friday afternoon. It's a colder day with a high temperature of only 66, and even cooler on Saturday, 59, with more rain showers. Partly cloudy on Sunday, 62. Only 63, partly cloudy Monday. And get this, a colder storm Tuesday. Rain showers that could mix with snow and low 50s. That's Tuesday, folks. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I don't remember the last time we had that many consecutive days of rain. Right now, raining in downtown Salt Lake City and 63 degrees.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Broadway is back. No need to fly to New York City because the Draper Philharmonic and Choral Society's concert of Broadway and movie music favorites is bringing it to you. October 8th at Abravanel Hall and October 9th at Brighton High School. Tickets are available at draperphilharmonic.org. We all need a lift these days, and 20 fabulous soloists are joining the orchestra and choir to present an evening of inspiring fun and heart-touching songs. Be reminded of the basic goodness of people. Feel new hope for the future. Experience the joy of music and the magic of falling in love. Songs from Dear Evan Hansen, Phantom of the Opera, Sound of Music, Wicked, Star Wars, My Fair Lady, Les Miserables, and many others will be performed. Come enjoy the concert presented by Draper Philharmonic and Choral Society on October 8th at Abravanel Hall and October 9th at Brighton High School. Get your tickets today at draperphilharmonic.org.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Kroger is planning to hire 20,000 new employees ahead of the holidays. Company will hold a hiring event a week from today for virtual and in-person interviews. An Australian company that makes an at-home rapid COVID test is recalling 200,000 test kits. New York Times reports that Allume has shipped approximately 3.5 million test kits to the U.S. The issue was showing false positives for some users. Now the company will alert people on their results app if they have a test kit from a bad batch. Halloween peeps are back. The candy company behind the marshmallow bunnies and chicks had to pause production of non-Easter peeps last year, but the ghosts, cats, and pumpkins are returning this year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow, well, the market's now in positive territory. They had been in negative territory earlier today. The Dow now up by 24 points, sitting at 34,343. S&P 500 up by 7, and the NASDAQ up by 50 points. Halloween tradition is returning to the TV airways. Variety reports the Peanuts classic, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, will be back on PBS for free the Sunday before Halloween. Apple has owned the rights to the film and didn't let it air on TV last year, but there was an intense public outcry for the classic to return. So the tech giant has teamed up with PBS.
If anyone had told me I'd be waiting in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night, I'd have said they were crazy.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas are also returning.
Big days mean big news.
Breaking news, one man is dead after shots were fired.
President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Police Chief Mike Brown wanted to make sure that people knew that this shooting never should have happened.
Days You Lie on KSL. Listen on Alexa at home or in your car at 102.7 FM. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon, Utah's Morning Companions. For news.
How are your Bitcoin trades going?
Oh, I love it. I opened a crypto retirement account through Alto.
A retirement account? Wait, what? But you can still buy and sell as often as you'd like?
Yeah, exactly. With an Alto crypto IRA, I get integration with Coinbase, and it has the same tax advantages of other retirement accounts.
Which cryptocurrencies can you buy?
Oh, that's the fun part. There are over 80 coins to choose from. Plus, Alto crypto IRA is integrated with Coinbase, which means the trades, keys, coin storage, all are safe and held at Coinbase.
Do you need to have a lot of money?
No. You can open an account for as little as 10 bucks, or just roll over some of your existing IRA. It takes minutes to sign up on. Online.
Sounds like a great way to diversify my retirement portfolio.
Exactly.
I love trading crypto, and doing it while deferring taxes like other IRA investments makes incredible sense.
And dollars.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com/contest to find out how you can tour a luxury RV and win BYU football tickets during the general RV tour to fans.
Millions manage their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at SocialSecurity.gov.
Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get an update on this emergency traffic situation. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, Maria, I don't have confirmation, but these accidents could be weather related. The rain may look like it's light and just sprinkles, but there is a lot of water on the roads. And right now, we've had traffic already spinning out in some places. emergency traffic due to a crash on northbound I-15 in Murray at the I-215 junction, the south interchange. Now, crews have done very fast work of getting it moved to the right, but you still have delays back to 7200 south and growing. Then a crash that's been blocking the center and left lanes of traffic southbound I-15 right about Beck Street as you're coming from Davis into Salt Lake County. You have solid backups to the north interchange. If you want to avoid these delays, Legacy is wide open and looking good right now. Get to know winter fun more at the Utah Snowmobile Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, October 15th and 16th. Visit snowist.com/Utah for tickets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest now on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Rain showers at times today. Temperatures kind of hover around 70 for the high. We get more rain tomorrow morning and through the day. And tomorrow's high about like today, 72. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Raining right now in Salt Lake City, 63. Ogden reporting into a 64. In Provo, 59 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom, KSL's top story this hour. Utah Department of Transportation is testing 100 different lane striping products along a three-mile stretch of road to see which one will hold up the best. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The test is along a portion of I-84, and it will take 3 years. UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they're trying to determine which method will stay visible in rain and will hold up to the salt and snow plows during Utah's winters.
The goal is to have this type of striping last for several years.
Gleason says currently the major roads need to be restriped every year. One product which is already doing well for visibility is the contrast striping being used in Utah County's Tech Corridor. Now they need to wait for winter to see how it holds up to harsher conditions. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Authorities in Texas are searching for an 18-year-old male who reportedly wounded several people at a high school this morning. Police say two people were shot inside Timberview High School in Arlington. Four people in total were injured. The suspected shooter was reportedly caught on video showing him in a fight in a classroom. Arlington Police Assistant Chief Kevin Colby says that they are dealing with multiple injuries.
I believe that three of the victims were students. One was an older person that may be a teacher.
Police are continuing to go through that building, and students are being moved out. Governor Greg Abbott spoke just briefly today about the shooting during a press conference on immigration. He defended the state's new gun law enacted earlier this month that allows anyone 21 years or older to carry a handgun in public without need for a permit, saying that this would have applied to this suspect.
Under Texas law, it is illegal for the shooter to either possess or to have purchased the gun that was used in this crime.
I apologize. It would not have applied to this suspect. We are continuing to monitor for the latest updates out of Arlington, and we'll bring you the latest as soon as we can. There are new questions this morning about the oil pipeline leak off the California coast and the Coast Guard's response. The leak was first reported Friday night, but the Coast Guard didn't take action until Saturday morning. ABC News Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman has more.
These pipelines are pressurized, so it's not just leaking, it's actually gushing out at power. So those hours were critical. The Coast Guard telling you there was not much they could have done in those nighttime hours to have stopped it once they were aware of it. They jumped on it.
Another beach is closed today in Southern California as that oil continues to spread. Developing news, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will offer Democrats a plan to raise the debt limit. CNN reports McConnell is floating two ideas, including a short-term raise of the ceiling through December. The other option would involve an expedited path through the budget reconciliation process.
Heart of Utah on Utah's new news.
Some Harriman High School students are working to send relief to Haiti after their recent earthquake. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports from the avenues.
Ashanti St. Clair is from Haiti and still has family there.
I wanted to send help,
tent, water, and stuff like that.
Ashanti, Clark, and Sophia are in a Future Business Leaders of America class at Harriman High School, but today they were sharing information with patrons in this restaurant named Cucina in the Avenues. Proceeds in October go toward helping Haiti.
It's been going great. We really thought we wouldn't do much, but people have been so kind to us.
They also fundraise at football games and have an Amazon wish list.
It just motivates us to keep going further because it's working and we can totally make an impact on Haiti.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson will be here to explain more on a possible deal on the debt ceiling, plus a look at your noontime drive, and it's messy, Ricky.
It is. A lot of water on the roads. We have all traffic stopped due to a crash. Southbound I-15 at Beck Street coming from North Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Dave, so many people that are dealing with domestic violence, they frankly won't talk about it.
Dear Janovic.
Maybe you're embarrassed. You're on Facebook. Everybody else has the perfect relationship, right?
Dave and Dujanovic, weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Right now, the Maverick Center is breaking records for the biggest used RV show in the country. We've packed a parking lot with over 300 used RVs and over 100 used motorhomes to give you the most massive selection in the U.S. All at end-of-season pricing October 7th through the 10th. That's more than $10 million in used RV inventory from three states. We've got it all. Motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, hunting specials, and everything in between. We're selling every brand, every style, all over the Maverick Center parking lot. And every single RV on the premises will be offered at end-of-season pricing. Find used RVs starting under $10,000. Even late-year models are cut to wholesale pricing. Plus, get same-day delivery on any purchase. Find all the show details at countriesrvshow.com. It's all happening right now at the Maverick Center. Don't miss your chance to score the perfect RV at the lowest price of the year during the country's largest used RV show. Thursday, October 7th through Sunday, October 10th. Thursday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 till 4. Sponsored by Bish's RV.
How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? You don't, unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com today to get free quotes.
KSL News Time, 12:37. A bit of breaking news here. We have just learned that they do now have a suspect in custody in that high school shooting in Arlington, Texas. We don't have any further details, but as soon as we get those, we will bring those to you as well. KSL News Time, 12:38. Is there any actual movement on the debt ceiling today? Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me with the latest. And Boyd, it sounds like there may not be any movement, but there are a couple of new ideas being floated.
Yeah, it's as is typical with Washington, it's more motion than forward movement. But I think this is the one that will actually get us so we can say we can exhale now. We're not going over a cliff. We're all not in the barrel, going over the edge. And so what it looks like happening about an hour ago in a closed door meeting with Republicans, Mitch McConnell said that he was going to go meet with Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, and basically give him two options. One would be a short-term raising of the debt ceiling, mm-hmm. which would be until just before the Christmas holidays. So it would tie perfectly with the budget, which is what we predicted
That's
was going to happen.
That's just exhausting.
So then we can have a real crisis just before the new year and the holidays. So that gives lawmakers a lot to be motivated about. So my guess is that's probably the option they will take, is a short-term increase to the debt ceiling. Which does not do anything for certainty for businesses and the economy and some of those kinds of things. The other option would be that they would just streamline and kind of get out of the way in terms of the reconciliation process, which many Democrats have been saying that'll just take too long. We can't do that in time. I think this will get cleared, within the next 24 hours. They'll at least get that extension. My guess is it's the extension until December. And part of this kind of got ratcheted up a little bit because Joe Manchin said that he would not deal with the debt ceiling and the filibuster at the same time, meaning it was creating some more pressure on Democrats in terms of how they would actually solve this. So anyway, it looks like we will have more to discuss and another big catastrophe. Cliff, crisis coming just in time for the holidays. So stay tuned.
Is that why the markets did a turnaround? Because they were down by triple digits earlier in the day. And so just talk about the possibility of these new ideas has caused them to go back into positive territory.
Yeah, talking about it sometimes is enough for the market to rebound on.
And
and it is perception. That's exactly right. And it does give some confidence. Again, the U.S. has never defaulted, and it won't. Even though there's countdown clocks galore on a lot of the national shows, it's not going to happen. They will get at least a short-term resolution done. They'll deal with it again at Christmas, and my guess then is they'll push it all the way back until, I don't know, just after the election in 2022. Just a thought.
Thank you, Boyd. Boyd Matheson. Much more coming up on Inside Sources with Boyd from 1 to 3.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.